Doing well. Before we get going, I just want to thank you for having the theater group on this morning. I enjoyed listening to it. I actually am at home leaving as soon as we finish. But I am a member of the Music, Theater, and Dance Advisory Council, and I have really learned to appreciate so much more by being involved what they do, and the performances are always outstanding and very, very, I think this one's going to be very good about getting us to think about what's going on in the world. I think that's what theater does a good job of, and I've really enjoyed being a small part, very small part of what they're doing.
Yeah, they were actually just telling me during the break that you were part of an advisory board, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, that's what I mentioned, that I wanted to let you know that I have a small part of it. I think it's just so important, and why I'm there, I think, is to help get the word out in the community that there is this beautiful theater group and at K-State. So thank you for having them on.
Oh, not a problem. Well, Sydney, quite the start to the session in Topeka for this session. A lot going on, and a lot going on this week with Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is going to be sworn in. I believe Wednesday is going to be that swearing-in ceremony. What's, I guess, just kind of your thoughts on Lieutenant Governor Collier and Brownback's resignation and his approval to that ambassador post, and just kind of where Topeka goes from here, I guess.
Well, you know, it's been a really interesting time, and we went through that with Kathleen Sebelius when she was expected to be appointed to HHS, and it was a little bit, it's difficult to function in that environment. I believe she left in April, and everybody knew that was going to happen, but it's always tense, and I think that's what Lieutenant Governor Collier has been experiencing, is that, you know, tentative time, and there's been so many articles about it in the paper and so many stories on the radio and TV about it, and it's just been a real confusing time, and it actually has hampered our work because we really didn't know which governor was going to be leading, and since the agenda had not been set by one or the other governor, we've been kind of in a limbo in some sort of way. This morning, for example, I don't have my Appropriations Committee meeting. The chairs wait for direction from the leadership, and that's kind of where we've been. So we do have a budget. It was reported earlier this year that the Governor Brownback had asked Collier to write the budget, and as it turns out, he had not had the appointment yet when the State of the State was given, so he did give the State of the State and offered the budget, but it really appears to me, I guess my personal opinion is that, yes, Lieutenant Governor did write the budget, because it does not read like a Brownback budget, and I've been on budget committee for about 10 or 12 years, I can't remember how long. So it's a little different, and it's I think after Wednesday, things will pick up for us. There are bills in committees being worked, but the budget issue is the big one, and it's been kind of slowed this year.
What Brady Bowman here on In Focus with Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan. And Sydney, when it comes to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, when it comes to him and Sam Brownback, I guess, kind of compare and contrast, what do you know about Lieutenant Jeff Collier, and what are his differences or maybe similarities to Governor Brownback?
Well, you know, Jeff started in the House when I went in, I believe, and it's just amazing. I think I've got five people I went into the House with that are running for governor this year, including Jeff Collier. Jeff was a representative. You know, I worked with him a little bit, and then he went on to run for, I guess, he, I don't know if he went into the Senate. I can't remember that. But he wasn't in the House very long. Sam has been a politician forever. I think his Washington-style politics really came down hard on Kansas, and we won't see that with Jeff Collier, who's a professional, he's a doctor, absolutely well-known and well-respected plastic surgeon. And I think he just sees things from a different kind of life, and I don't really know what to expect. I understand he is supportive of Medicaid expansion, which Brownback vetoed last year, and he sent the money back. I don't know when it first was offered, and we have tried every year to get it. So I think that we are going to see some real improvements for citizens of Kansas in the health industry, and that is very welcome to me.
Is that shared among your colleagues as far as Collier being open to Medicaid expansion? And if so, is that something you think the legislature will bring back up again this session?
Well, we definitely will bring it up. You know, the governor had the authority to accept that when it was offered. And then because he had total control of the legislature, he got a bill passed that said only the legislature could bring forward Medicaid. And then when we did, he vetoed it. So he's been anti-Medicaid expansion, and I have not talked to Lieutenant Governor about that, but I do know there's been lots of reports in the news that he is supportive of the expansion.
I know that would be pretty big with a lot of folks here. We had a lot of audio this morning of a Friday visit from Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, and she was talking about the benefits of Medicaid expansion for a lot of her clients. I know a lot of hospitals and a lot of folks in the region. There just seems to be a lot of support for that in the state.
Yes, and I'm seeing that, and I heard her this morning and over the weekend, too, as you ran some of her clips. Robin has done an exceptional job of bringing her issues to legislators. And we have a reception every year with legislators from around the state and their mental health directors. That's been improved over the last couple of years. I think Robin has had a big role in making that a better event and getting more of us and more of our mental health people together. You know, we cut $41 million out of mental health under Brownback. And then we've been restoring some of it. But basically, they're operating with huge, huge deficits in spending that they had to let a lot of people go early on. And only Robin could tell you right now about how it's really working financially. But they are charged with every person who comes to them must be seen. And they do that. And I had a sister, Tammy Hawk was my sister. She passed away in 2010, but as a mental health provider, she would, you know, she worked night and day to take care of somebody who had mental health issues. And these dedicated people at Pawnee are doing the same thing, and they're giving so much more than they're being compensated for just to serve people. And I totally respect them. And I do believe the Sheriffs and Police Association has come forward to support more improvements in mental health areas. The cities, the counties, and both parties are looking at that, and I'm really happy to see it coming from all sides of the state, which is what has to happen to make that change.
Brady Bowman with Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan joining us via telephone. Sidney, you said you're about to be on your way to Topeka later today, right?
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and say it on the air. Tom Hawk will be driving in my driveway in a couple of minutes, and he and I are going to load my suitcases, and off we go for the week. There he is, honking. And I know he's going to come on next behind me. So it's good that we focused on one thing since you've got both of us to talk, you know, right now. I do have a lot of other things to say, but I will do it some other time. Do you want to take the break now, or where are you?
Yeah, let's go and do that, and you can hand the baton over to Tom on the other side of the break. But yeah. Sidney, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, and it's car trouble. That's why I'm riding in with Tom today, but thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Thanks, Sidney. Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan, when we come back, we'll have State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan on the other side of the break. You're listening to Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship.